Cocoa, as we just heard, is a big deal in Ivory Coast. You could say the same about soy in Argentina. It's a major crop there, and right now it's nearing harvest time. Farmers in Argentina have been counting every drop of rain. But in the global food market, where grain prices have been spiking, it's not just the weather farmers have to focus on. Julia Kumari-Drapkin has a story from the town of General Villegas.
When the wind rustles through the trees and the air smells like wet earth, everyone in the town of General Villegas stops what they're doing.
It's clearly a storm coming, finally.
Gisela Giunti grew up here, on the edge of the Argentine Pampa, around 290 miles west of Buenos Aires. Giunti says when neighbors and friends greet each other, they don't say, "How are you?" They say,
"Te llovió? Did it rain to you?" Que en realidad a uno no le puede llover.
It's an odd phrase. It doesn't rain to people. But to farmers, nature's volatility can seem pretty personal.
Actually, it's a very clear way of how people feel the weather is part of their lives.
Giunti would know. Her family is full of soybean farmers. I ask her brother, Ignacio Giunti, if it rained to him last night.
Casi nada. Primeramente fue una regada que fue para que no huele tierra solamente.
Almost none, he says. It moistened the dust on the ground, but it wasn't enough for his crops. A strong La Niña this year has kept Argentine farmers like Giunti nervous about drought. Just outside town, fields of young soybeans and corn stretch for miles into the horizon. Without rain, the crowns on the corn crops are turning yellow. Many won't survive, but the soy harvest still has a chance. Giunti stoops down among the knee-length greens to show me. So there's like little purple flowers, and that means that they're just about entering the critical phase. The critical phase is the time of year when rains determine crop yields. Without water, the soy plants don't produce beans, and Argentina is the third largest producer of soybeans, behind Brazil and the United States. So it's not just the farmers who get nervous when there isn't enough rain. Fear of La Niña droughts helped push the price of soybeans up $150 in January. Corn and wheat hit highs, too.
It's creating a lot of nervousness on the prices.
Sebastián Lago advises farmers in General Villegas about global grain markets.
What I'm trying to explain to all our clients is this. In the last 10 years, we had a huge change in the financial markets. We have a lot of new players in the grain markets that wasn't there.
After the stock market crash of 2001, Wall Street investors looking to diversify their portfolios discovered agricultural commodities. So now, in addition to changes in the weather, Lago says, Argentine farmers have to worry about currency markets and interest rates.
It doesn't have anything to do with the grain markets, but it makes a lot of change in the price of the grains. Why? Because you have a lot of funds speculating with grains.
Wall Street speculators have added even more volatility to global grain markets because they're trading food like stocks.
A stock is a part of a company. When you're talking about a commodity, you're talking about supply and demand.
Today, the problem is the supply. Global grain reserves are at historic lows owing to increasing demand from the world's two biggest consumers of soy and corn. China's rising middle class is eating more protein and importing soybeans to feed its livestock.
China is like a Pac-Man. Do you know the video game? Every year they need more soybeans. In the corn market, the Pac-Man is the ethanol industry in the United States.
And Wall Street speculators are gobbling up grain commodities. At any given time, investors can pull their money out of grains and move it into another market. But farmers who finance their crops with their own money can't be so nimble. So Lago is helping the farmers of General Villegas develop strategies to protect themselves from the additional market volatility, especially when they're not sure enough rain will come.
Cosechamos en mayo, abril, mayo.
Exactamente. Y estamos esperando que llueva.
Farmers like 72-year-old Jorge Olano meet with Lago every month before the USDA publishes its monthly grain stock reports. Of course, the first thing Lago asks him is if it rained to him last night.
¿Te llovió anoche?
Sí.
Sí. ¿Cuánto?
8 milímetros en un campo y 10 en otro.
Olano says it rained to him on both of his fields. He'd like more, but it'll do for now. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin, General Villegas, Argentina.